Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. So today on Hustle, we're going to be speaking to Jeannie Ricci, the creative director of Strawbroscopic. 15 years experience art director, natural born creative and enthusiastic music lover. She is the founder and creative director of Strawbroscopic, an international creative studio dedicated to making music visible. She is a speaker, a lecturer and mentor at major music conferences and festivals such as the BBC Music Introducing Live, the CD Baby European DIY Musicians Conference, International Music Summit Malta. Also collaborated as a tutor with music universities with the likes of Berklee College, Valencia and Musicians Institute Hollywood. Wow. Jeannie, so thank you so much for coming on the podcast. How are you
doing?
Thank
you for having me. Thank you so much. This is fun. Yeah. I've never done on Zoom and video, so exciting.
It is exciting. Well, I mean, it's all down to COVID, isn't it? COVID made us do this. And actually, if it wasn't for COVID, I don't think I would have reached out to as many women in the industry as I have and kind of like met them through Zoom, and it's been brilliant. Actually, it's a real positive.
Yes, definitely. You can always find the opportunities instead of the drama, you know.
yeah, I think it's definitely important to find the positives in a really shit situation as opposed to the negatives. And once again, thank you for coming on. So please tell us, you know, you've done some amazing things, and you've obviously got quite a lot in the pipeline as well, which we will chat about in a bit. But, you know, how did you get into music? What's your background?
Well, obviously, out of passion, first of all. Music has always been my biggest passion. I'm totally crazy about music. It's what I grew up with. And I've been working as an art director in advertising for quite a long time, major companies and also smaller ones. And then I just thought that, why don't I just use what I can do in the industry that I love the most? And so that's how I decided to specialize in the music industry. I first started Strawbroscopic with a friend of mine. And then now it's just me. It's been just me for a couple of years. And so that's how the project was born. Use all the branding, marketing, art direction knowledge to use for music, especially music artists, DIY, independents, but also music companies, because in the end, everybody needs branding, whether it's like a band or a label or a new EP, all needs branding and marketing in the music market and in any market.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, 100%. I mean, gone are the days of just being in a band and just being a DJ. Now you have to be like all encompassing. And a lot of people don't have the knowledge or the background to do that themselves, which is where you come, you're involved, isn't it? And you help people.
Yes, of course. I mean, and they're not even supposed to have them. Everybody is good at something. And if what you want to do is be an artist, you're not supposed to, you know, be all the rest, like as a marketer or a branding person, a designer, it's just not possible. There is something you can do, but you know, up to a point. And that's why I think also came up with the concept, with the idea of the DIY with us. Mm-hmm. Because as we especially want to help independent musicians and artists, and a lot of them like to stick to DIY ethic. It doesn't mean that in order to be independent, you have to be left out in the cold alone and try to do everything on your own, where you lack knowledge and abilities, right? So the idea is to you know, take on your DIY approach, but like guide you through your in your journey, your promotional journey.
That's really interesting. So talk to me about the DIY side of things. So if I, for example, I came to you as a, I'm a full-time DJ, I come to you and I need your help, you know, what is the DIY? What does that encompass?
Well, it depends on, like we have two major ways to work, let's say. And then of course, like each time it depends on what the artist needs. So I always start with a free discovery call, like in order to see what the artist is up to, what they need. And it's very interesting because most of the times, like, and this happened to me, this happens a lot when I am doing mentoring sessions at conference festivals as well. Like, people come to you to ask for help, and oh my God, and most of the times they don't even know what to ask for, you know? They're so confused. And that's why when I realized, like, okay, I think there is a need for clarity here. So, and like, not knowing, like having a lot of misunderstanding in terms of, oh, what I have to do this. So how many times do I post on Facebook each day? Like how many, like, wait a second, what's your goal? And many of them just go blank. Yeah. Like, goal, what? Like, so just like a lot of, you know, pressure of, I have to be on SoundCloud. I have to be there. I have to be there. How do I do it? Without even, you know, stopping for a second and saying, what's my goal? What am I trying to do here? So first thing, establishing what the goal is, like I have a new EP that I want to promote. I have a new tour, hopefully soon, that I want to promote. Yeah, we all miss that. And then based on the goal, you create a strategy. So, when it comes to branding, especially, so finding the artist identity, it's a lot about artist development. I think branding and artist development in the end are kind of the same thing or work together, especially for someone that is just starting out. Yep. So when it comes to that, most of the times, like our clients ask us to do the whole job, which is the leave it with us approach, like the way I call it, because of course it's like more complicated to come up with a concept, positioning, design. And then for the rest of it, like more in the promotion and marketing side of things, like the way we work the DIY with us approach is with coaching calls, one-on-one consultations, so that you come to me, we do this, you know, like a set of calls, and through the coaching, like, I will let you do the DIY, you know, do it on your own, but guiding you on how to do it, like step by step, creating like a roadmap and then going step by step into the process. Yeah. And also like the other way that is new as well is I created an online course for music artists, like to work on their branding and marketing foundation. And that's like a very good step. It's super cheap. It's affordable for everyone. And you can complement it with one-on-one coach if you want more, you know, bespoke.
That's advice. Great. So people can kind of come to you, try out the free online course, see if it's a right fit, because you don't know until you've connected with somebody or the way they work to whether it's going to work for you as an artist moving forward. And then, you know, they're kind of like dipping their toe into your little pond. And after that, if it does work, then you can do one-on-one calls and you can help them out. And yeah, I think it's really important because so many people don't have a marketing or a business background. And, you know, as an up-and-coming artist, there are so many things, like you feel like you're absolutely drowning. If it's not Spotify, it's Snapchat. If it's not Snapchat, it's Clubhouse. If it's not Clubhouse, it's like, I mean, I think Twitter's died its day, but who knows? It's Instagram.
It keeps coming back.
Facebook. I mean, yeah, Twitter keeps holding on in there. You know, it's always something. And then you need your mailing list, and then you need to be producing music, and then you need to be out there constantly online, new mixes, interviews, this, that, and the other. And if you've got a full-time job, it's balmy.
Well, I mean, I consider being a music artist the full-time job.
It is.
So, and if you also have a side job in the meantime that is paying for your bills, like, not, I don't even want to mention that. But, yeah, you know what, like, good news is that you don't have to do that, And you don't have to do it all that alone. And you don't have to do all of that anyway, because that's the point, like, and part of the confusion, I think. It's not that you have to do, like, all of the things be on any social platform or like it. You have to understand where your place is. So that in the end, it all comes back to the initial identity foundation. So marketing is important, but you cannot have any effective marketing strategy, promotion strategy, if you don't have like an identity foundation, a solid identity. So for me, branding is where everything starts. When you know who you are as an artist, what your message is, who you're talking to, what your niche in the market is, then, you know, more than half of the job is done. But you have to know that first, and you have to make sure that your potential listeners understand that as well. Like, so you have to have a very clear identity as an artist. And then when you have that, you know, like, immediately know if Instagram or Facebook or like TikTok is the platform for you, because you know who you are, you know what your audience is, and so you also know where they are, and you don't have to be everywhere. You only have to be where it's relevant to you.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of relief if you think about it that way.
Yeah, and like you said, it all comes back round to what's your goal. So once you've answered that question, then these other things just all fall in line, and spreading yourself thin on every single platform is getting you nowhere. Absolutely nowhere.
Yes, of course. But also like sending out the same thing like to everyone or anything. You know, a good example, like I think it was when I was like speaking at a conference that someone made this example, and I find it like, yes, it's exactly that. Like when you are looking for a job, and I think many of us have done this before, and you just send the application via email, like to anyone, any company, like there is no customization, there is no like criteria, there is no, you know, soul in it. Well, you don't get very far if you do it that way, right?
It's
more or less the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny you say that. I was literally on a Clubhouse chat with Eileen from the Unicorn Mothership last Wednesday or the Wednesday before, literally talking about this subject of just sending out, like, you're not cold calling, like you're sending out, it's not a numbers game. The more you send out somebody, somebody might be interested. The more you send out, the more people you are pissing off, unless you've got the right message.
Yes.
You know, unless you're going to the right niche, to the right label, to the right management company with something interesting for them, you know, and with your house in order, literally, then they're not going to pay attention unless you've got all of these things in place and you've done your homework. Just sending out some blank, oh, this is my new track, have a listen, forget it, dude, it's not going to happen. Like, it really isn't. And people, you know, I think the subject of the Clubhouse thing was, you know, does the music speak for itself? And in this day and age, unfortunately, it doesn't. You know,
you have to have everything. Possible.
Yeah,
it's just not possible because I mean, there's just too much music out there to be like, you know, automatically like found, discovered by someone.
Yeah. And if you haven't got
I mean, just about finding your way out of the crowd, I think, the way I see it. But in order to do that, there's just one thing you need to find your way out of the crowd. Be different, be yourself. So again, finding out who you are as an artist, and then that way you stand out.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Then you made you made a very, very good point, because it's not just that you don't get very far by just doing randomly to anyone, but yeah, you can you get also people annoyed when you reach out that way. And another thing that I very often say is that as you know, industry people like music industry, people are so busy, you know, it's hard to get their attention. And the same with the audience, because we're bombarded all the time with information, like scrolling on social media, right? So you really have like one very fast chance to get people's attention, being that the audience or the industry, and you don't want to, you know, miss on that. A quote that I found once and that I really love because it says it all is like, you never get a second chance to make a good first impression.
Oh my God.
So
yeah.
True. So make sure you use your shots right.
Yeah, I mean, putting your best foot forward is 100% the right thing to do. Like, you're right, you never get a second chance at a first chance. And I think, I mean, a lot of people don't understand that people in the music industry are really, really busy. Everybody's really busy. And if you haven't done your homework and you haven't reached out on maybe like a personal level, or you haven't done anything to get their attention in the right way, is that when you do put that track forward and you ask for feedback, you're just going to get some standard response. However, if they like you and they see that you're doing the right things and you're making the right movements, and maybe it's not quite your time yet, then you'll get a proper response back and something that you could actually work on and add that to the next stages before you get back in contact with them. I think that's key.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can say this also from another perspective, actually, because I have a lot of friends like that work in the industry, like as agents, promoters, like, so they are the ones who get those kinds of emails, right?
Yeah.
And I've been told by many that, oh, you know what, like I received so many emails and I literally have no time to go through all of them. So even if I want to, if I get an email that it's, you know, has typos or the visual, that's the key. If I don't like the visual, I'm not even, you know, curious to go listen to the music. So when you send out that email, you want it to be perfect. And in order to be perfect, like you said, you have to do your homework first. So work on your identity, because I mean, this is just true. Like nowadays, people see your visuals before they even listen to the music. And actually, the visuals, as you are scrolling or email or whatever, but especially on social media, is what makes you decide whether to go listen or not. Is this like attractive to me? Oh, no, I'm gonna give it a try. So that says it all, I think, in terms of how important it is. And you want to make it very, very easy for people to go listen to you. So not wasting their time, be short and sweet, be like different, like attract their attention. But don't give anything for granted. Like if you write a long blah, 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 blah email, that's not really, make it easy for them.
I mean, no one's going to read a full massive email, but if it's structured in the right way, so say for example a real punchy introduction to who you are, a couple of bullet points with some statistics of like what you're doing, and then the right link so people can click on that link to the right piece of music or to the right press kit or to whatever, it has to be that simple. What they don't want is your Instagram page. What they don't want is a link to your Facebook so they can get an idea of who you are. Forget it. You are wasting people's time.
Yeah, and the information spread all over the place, I'd say as well. Like for me, the best way to approach them is to have a nice one-page visual EPK.
Oh, brilliant.
Where everything is there. You know, everything is there. Like it's like the information, like the short version, like to the bone, and then in the EPK visual again, you can put the links. So if they are interested enough, they can just click on the links and go deeper and get more information. But first you get into the attention, and then you give them more information. This way, like you have made their life much easier.
Yeah,
and it's going to pay back.
Yeah, and it will. Yeah, and it will, the benefits will roll back off of that. It's so funny, but I think I don't know. I mean, so many people just put out so much absolute codswallop. Like, I don't know where they think they're going to get in their career, but bless their cotton socks. It's all about making first impressions count. 100%. So talk to me a bit more about what you're up to project wise then. So you've got a challenge happening this week.
Yes.
Let's dive into that.
Yeah, that's exciting news. It's coming up in exactly 1 week, because it's going to be next week, Monday to Friday. And this is the first time ever I and we do this. Ooh. So it's a free challenge. So 100% free and no strings attached. It's called DIY with Us Music Promo Challenge. So it's a little bit of everything that we've been talking about today, actually, like everything that is in the course that I have created, short version of it, like in 5 days to go through together. So it's going to be fun, because it's an online challenge. It's happening live in a Facebook group, in a Facebook community that I created just for that. And so it's about like exploring like five major topics in the branding and marketing situation. Each day is going to be like going into a topic. It's going to have it's like a sort of an interactive workshop. It's going to have homework to do. And so, there is a chance on collaborating with other people in the group and in a challenge, so you can go together. And I have a feeling it's going to be very fun. I love challenges. I've been doing many myself, on different kinds of stuff, like personal growth, and I love it, especially when it's with the energy of a community or of a group. Mm. And yes, mainly like it's live each day on the Facebook group, and then all the rest, like with the homework and assignments. Yeah.
Exciting. So what I'm going to do is I'll put a link in the show notes for people to jump on this. I'm going to do it, because actually, I tell you what, because of COVID and not really working much, obviously, I've done loads of these challenges and they're brilliant. And they're a great way to network with other people, for one.
As well.
And also just, you know, give you the kick up the arse. Because, you know, I don't know everything. I'm all about learning new things and new challenges and whatever works. So I will be on the challenge too.
Can't wait to see you there.
The Facebook group.
Yes. Yeah. I love them too. And I find it like, of course, we're not talking about rocket science, are we? But you can always make it better and more fun to learn. And I think this is a very fun way to do it. And it's like, really, like it's going to be like 30 minutes live on Facebook each day for 5 days only. So I think it's something everybody can do.
Yeah.
And if you don't make it to the live, you can always catch up the replay I don't know if I should spoil this, but maybe yes, just for you. I wanted to have the accountability system place as well. So everybody will find themselves a accountability buddy to work with. And I have to tell you, I've done this on a 21-day challenge. So it was like much stronger. And the accountability body thing, I loved it, because it kept me like motivated, like, so what are you up to? Well, what did you do? How's it going for you? And even the laziest person can do it that way.
Honestly, I 100% love having an accountability partner, or somebody like a music buddy if you're in some form of a challenge, because just having that, if you think you might be doing something right, or maybe you're not too sure about what the task is or how to do it, and just being able to bounce that off somebody else gives you that tiny little bit of confidence, doesn't it? And without wanting to have to put into the group with some question that you may not be 100% confident with, and having that buddy or that partner just to boost you up every time. It works. Yes. Dividends. It's amazing. It really is something I agree with.
It helps with goal setting a lot. Yeah. Because you give each other a deadline, you know, like we were talking about this before we started. For some reason, like, we are a bit weird as humans sometimes. I find that when you have like a responsibility towards yourself, it's like it's not as important as when you have it towards someone else. So that's why the accountability partner thing, I think, works very well, because I told them that this is going to be done by tomorrow at 2 p.m. So I have to do it.
Yeah, that's it. And especially at the moment when, I mean, a lot of people still are out of work and, you know, this is work. This course is work. You should view it in the same way. You're going to get up, you're going to do it. You're going to do the homework. You're going to speak to your partner, and it's only 5 days, but you should have that right mindset. You know, if you want to take your career seriously, then you have you have to start thinking like a business person and have to, you know, get that mentality like in check, basically.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's, if you don't have it yet, I think it's a good opportunity to get one. You cannot expect anyone to take you seriously as an artist if you are not, you have to be the first one to do it, right?
Yeah.
Like, otherwise nobody else will.
Yeah, that's it. 100%. If you don't believe in yourself, you haven't. Nobody else is going to, are they? Because that actually resonates as a person. You know, you need to be 100% behind you making that step to being a full time artist. Because if you're not, then you'll never get past a certain point. And it is a scary step to kind of leave, say, for example, like your normal job, to take that leap of faith, to put the time and the effort in, especially financially. But if everything's in order, then it's going to work. It will work.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't have to do it in any scary way anyways. Like, who said that? Like, do it in a way that it feels safe and comfortable to you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to do like, I'm quitting and everything like right now. Now make yourself a plan. Like, planning is key to anything.
Yeah.
And so with a plan, you can literally do anything. And I am the living example of this, believe me. It's the story of my life. So you don't have to do that. And I was thinking now as we were speaking that this is actually, I think, a perfect moment in time to do this, like, considering where we are at with the situation in the world, and especially in the music industry, things are going to get started again pretty soon.
Oh, so my God. Yeah.
This is the perfect time to lay your foundation and get yourself ready for what's coming, because everybody's going to be so excited about having live music again, like, you know, be able to enjoy life in a way that we haven't been able for a few months, like more than a year now. And well, it's a great, 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 great opportunity. So make sure you have your things in place before you go out. Because I guess, like, everybody's going to do the same now. Like, just, you know, go out there or reach out to venues, promoters, agents, blah, 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 blah. Get me. And so now more than ever, it is so important that you play your cards right and read, like, get your shit done. With everything right in the place, like, they're supposed to be, I am excited to see what's coming next.
You will stand out from the crowd. You will get noticed if you do these set things. Otherwise, you won't.
Yeah.
That's the crazy side of it. And there will be lots of people. Oh my God. I mean, every DJ, artist, band, whoever, they are proactively trying to get business now after pretty much a year out of work. So you have to stand out from the crowd. But you're offering a little cheeky freebie for people who listen to the podcast. It's an EPK template and a free discovery call. Now that is exciting. That is exciting. Lovely.
Yeah. It's like, just as we just spoke about the EPK, I think it makes perfect sense. Like, and of course the challenge, but everybody's welcome to join.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody should be joining us in the challenge next week.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be looking out for people on my mailing list, like, seeing who's in there.
Oh, cool. And, of course, spread the love.
Yeah, spread the love. And cool. So how can people get in contact with you? So I'll put the link in for the challenge. I'll put the link in for the EPK template. How do people check you out online? What's the best way?
Okay, like, website, of course, stroboscopic.com.
Yep.
We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, mainly this, like, the platforms we use the most. So just email me, like the link I think you will put down is for the free call. That's it's also like a link, and I will make sure that I will give you all the right links, so it's easier for people to reach out.
Yeah, they'll all be in the show notes.
Yes, of course for the challenge. Yeah. Almost forgot.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been
inspiring. For having me.
Yeah, I mean, so much good information, so much good, like, good vibes, good knowledge, and I can't wait for the challenge next week. We'll see you in the chat on the Facebook group.
Yes, please read, like, when you're there, like, say hi, I'm here, like, let me know that you're there, because I will also need be happy to see, like, you
amazing
know, faces that I already know, and it's always nice.
Yeah, and what we can do, maybe we can catch up in a few more months, see how the challenge went, and give an update to the world. So thank you so much.
That's a great idea. Yes,
lovely.
Yeah. You. See you soon. Bye. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hustle, industry advice for women in music. Thanks again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please, please, please follow, subscribe, rate, and give us a review. Help us to move up in the iTunes chart so that we can bring you more and more amazing guests. Thanks again. For more info on what we're up to, please check out our website, www.goodvibesonlymusic.com. Peace, love, and good vibes always. See you next week.